How has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Overall, I would say it hasn't affected my faith in a negative way. I've heard from a lot of people, they have different opinions on why the situation is happening. For example, I've heard people say that it's God's judgment. I've heard people say that it's kind of a wake-up call to help us recognize how we should be living differently. But I don't think that, I mean, both of those are probably valid in anyone's beliefs, but personally, in mine, I think it's just a good way to recognize how we can work together through this and grow from this and kind of put ourselves into a better perspective rather than worrying about kind of daily things. For example, like how are we going to dress? What are we going to do today? This kind of overall, it's a bad situation, but we can literally look at it in a positive light. And I think that's kind of how my faith personally is looking at it, is seeing how I can put this into a different perspective, possibly even God's perspective, to see what's trying to come of this, you know? And I've heard people even compare it to Peter and Jesus on the boat, where Peter comes out onto the water and he's looking at Jesus, and then he looks away and he starts thinking, and then he looks back to Jesus and asks him to save him, and he saves him. So, I mean, I think that's a pretty good metaphor, but that's kind of just personally how I'm looking at it. I'm trying to see kind of how my faith can improve in this, rather than, oh my gosh, so it's abandoning us. This is the worst thing ever, the world's ending, which I'm sure some people are thinking.
For sure. Okay, now for question number two. Is your religious community still gathering currently? How has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
So we aren't gathering in person. I go to Sun Valley Community Church, and our pastor has been posting sermons online, and I know some other churches are doing things like YouTube as well. And they're also doing these prayer gatherings where we're just praying over like medical personnel and any like first responders and all the essential workers, just because we know events are for a lot of people. So that's usually what we do on Wednesdays. And recently we've done a communion for Good Friday. And then I also am doing this Bible study with a club from Dobson High School, where we're meeting every Tuesday at 7 p.m. just to go over like Bible verses. So that's as of right now, it's what's happening.
Okay. And then, is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? If so, what are those efforts?
They are, personally, from what I know, I was contacted, whether my mom was contacted by our campus pastor, and he has been reaching out to families seeing what their needs are and how the church can meet them. So, for example, there's this one family who it's a single dad, and he has a daughter, and he lost his eyesight in both eyes because he was shot when he was younger. And so he's not really able to provide well, and he obviously needs help. And so what my church has been doing is with families similar to his and his family, they've gotten gift cards to stores like Walmart, Fry's, and things like that. And then they get church members to grab the gift cards, go shopping, contact the family, see whatever they need, and then drop it off for them. And my mom actually had a really good conversation with him and just learned more about his wife and what other things he might need. And he's talking about his daughter, and he's not able to do puzzles with her because he can't see. So he's just like, if you and your daughter could come and spend time with her, that'd be great. So it's actually, from what I've seen, a lot more people have been involved in their communities and just checking up on each other and seeing what they need personally. I've gotten a lot of texts from my church and all the people that I know, even my neighbors, being like, mm-hmm. you need anything? I have this. So I personally think a lot of people just get together individually, yeah. not actually being so-called sponsored by the church.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Tiffany. Mm-hmm.